Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this video anywhere else except CalBanyan.com, you want to go to CalBanyan.com right now, because right below this video is additional content in the form of text, links, graphics, and other stuff that just makes this podcast more valuable for you. Every week, every stinking week, we put out a new video, and it's information that I wish I would have had my claws into earlier on in my profession. So we get it out to you, and I'm so fortunate over the years to have had co-hosts, because back when I had a brown beard and I first started, I was by myself. Then I had Celeste and I had Elron, and now we've got for over 121 podcast, Meredith Locker. Let me tell you about Meredith. Meredith has a master's degree in psychology. She was a talk therapist before she turned to the hypnosis side of life. She has a thriving practice in Los Angeles. She loves creatures with four legs, not to eat them, but to pet them and care for them and things like that, although she will occasionally have some meat. I guess I'm delving too personally right now. But so glad to have Meredith with us. How you doing, Meredith?
So good, Cal. Yes, I do occasionally eat some meat. Hi, everybody. I'm happy to be back. I want to make sure you guys know who Cal is. Cal is the one who trains the best in the profession. He is the one who brought us Five Path, a system for change for really anything at all that someone might come to you for help with. He also brought to us Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis. He's the author of many books, many articles, very involved in the National Guild of Hypnotists. He actually has a master's in psychology just like I do, and he was a talk therapist before he became one of the best hypnotists in the entire world. He is Cal Banyan.
Wow, thank you so much. As you're doing that, I'm like fumbling with papers over here. I don't even know why, because you're the one that's in charge. You're the one that's going to decide what we're doing in each podcast. So what are we doing today? Oh, wait just a second. Before we do that, a quick announcement. See you guys at Solid Gold. Meredith, do you know when Solid Gold is?
I don't.
Okay. I got to look at my thing here. It's in, gosh, February. I'm sure I have it. Oh, my gosh. I'll leave it in the notes, because for some reason, I don't remember when that is exact date. Oh, wait. Here it is in my notes. Found it. It is February 15th and 16th, 2014, Las Vegas, Riviera Hotel and Casino, where some of the best of the best in the profession will be speaking and providing hopefully fun, entertaining talks for hypnotherapists to learn and have a good time while they're in Las Vegas. And also, in January, July, and October, I have certification courses coming up for you. And it's a 10-day intensive, and I hope to see you in class. If you want to know about more about our classes, there's a link right over there on this website. Right there, there's a link. All right. In fact, there's another link over there. This is kind of fun, right? In the navigation bar. I hope I'm pointing in the right direction. I am often getting those mixed up. All right, let's roll.
Wonderful. Well, let me just tell you, I love it when you guys send in your questions and your feedback and your comments. I look all over the place for those. And some people just send them straight to me, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. And I love it when you do. And this morning, I actually got an email from hypnotist who does street hypnosis, actually, another variation on stage hypnosis, and his name is Aaron, and he is interested in finding out a little bit more about certification. Apparently, he is self-taught, and so the kind of hypnosis he does on the street, it does not come out of training, although he is constantly studying. But he wondered, he said, I'd like to know if there's a genuine certificate in hypnotherapy. And mind you, in the email, he made a differentiation between hypnosis, what he considers what he does, which is hypnosis more for entertainment purposes, and hypnotherapy. He's calling that hypnosis for therapeutic purposes. He said he's been advised by other hypnotists that most of the courses are scams and you don't need a degree in order to become a therapist. What's your take on that? So let's talk about that a little bit. Cal, do you want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. You know, I would not use the word scam. I would say that hypnosis And hypnotherapy is an unregulated profession in the United States. There might be a little thing here and there in different states where they try to regulate it, but basically, we're on our own as a profession for regulating ourselves, which is like the best place to be, and we are getting better at it all the time. And there's several organizations out there. The biggest and the one that I am most closely associated with is the National Guild of Hypnotists. They do the most training, I believe, than any other organization. They have continuing education that's required to keep your certification. Not belittling any other certification organization out there. That's just the one I'm most associated with because I believe that they do the most for the profession. Dr. Dwight Damon does the most to really move this. He's the president of the National Guild of Hypnotists, to move this into a full-time profession for us folks who are seeing clients. But there's a lot of variety. There are trainers who shouldn't be training. I mean, that's just the truth. And some of them could be misleading students. But I don't think that's the majority. I think the main problem and challenge to the person who's trying to get training is to kind of get through all the baloney that's out there and the hyperbole that's out there. Because most people, they have a trainer. And unfortunately, they don't do a lot of additional training after they've been through the certification course. So if you have a mediocre trainer, then you have a mediocre hypnotist that doesn't really do a lot to lift themselves. So you just have to ask around. Our course is known as being difficult. It's hard. We train one percenters. Our course is designed to do the best of the best. But legally, you know, there's no grounds for me to say, well, mine is more credentialized than the others. It's, you know, we have, in Minnesota, we were a state licensed school, and then we moved to California. They required state registration, and we're currently doing the legal work now to become licensed in California. But really, even that's misleading. Because it does not tell you how good of a trainer or school is. It just means that licensure is there to protect the public. And what they're mainly going to do is some minimum standards are being fulfilled. Make sure you have insurance. Make sure you have a way to back up the records and keep track of records. And you know, the state has no idea how to determine which schools are good and which ones are not. So you really have to do your homework. I mean, and, you know, talk to people. What's their presence like on the internet? But even presence on the internet alone doesn't tell you that the trainer is the best. I mean, let's say someone was an internet guru of some sort, you know, able to do podcasting and do, you know, email lists and all this stuff, and they were great at internet marketing, but they're not that great at hypnosis. They're going to be all over the internet. They're going to have great marketing materials, but it doesn't mean that the trainer or the training is going to be that good. So you might look for third-party validation. For example, are they getting awards or recognition from other sources? For example, National Guild of Hypnotists. Are they getting awards for being a trainer? Are they awards for being an educator? Are they getting, you know, presidential awards, things like that. There were some third party is saying, this person is really someone that is a recognized trainer. Are they writing books? Are their books selling well? You really have to do your research. What do you want to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, so, you know, what I did was I actually talked to some people who had taken your course in the first place. And you happen, you know, by the way, I was trained by Cal. So, you know, and I really was primarily trained by you, Cal. I did take a brief course years ago on guided imagery. It was a very simplistic class. I did use it in some groups when I worked in residential treatment. It was basically a script class. It was just a class teaching you how to do a very basic induction and how to present yourself with scripts with clients. It was very, very, very simplistic and not extremely beneficial, but I did use something out of it. But my main training is with you, Cal, and you do on your websites have video testimonials. At that time, I don't think you had video up yet, but you did have lots of testimonials, but I didn't even just leave it as at that. I actually asked if there was anybody that had been trained by you that I could talk to, and I talked to a couple people, and I've talked to other people who wanted to come to your class and explained my experience with it, and since I've been involved in several of your classes, I've experienced the difference between your class and other classes, because a lot of the students that come to your class have previously been trained elsewhere, so they could compare and contrast. So there's a lot of information you can gain without spending a whole lot of money. You know, you don't have to pay anybody for this time. People will volunteer their time either via email or via phone to explain what their experience was and the differences. But one of the other things that I wanted to say is he was asking about a degree, and it's true that there is no degree right now. It just so happens that you, Cal, and I we have master's degrees in psychology, and that can lend some legitimacy, but it wasn't necessary by any means. And I, in my practice, use so much more of what I got from your class than I ever use anything I got from my psychology degree. So, you don't need to have a degree. You do need to have good certification. And just because there is a lot of certification that isn't as good, it doesn't mean that all certification is bad. We need to not be black and white here as we look at this. There are some that are better than others. There are some that are more extensive than others. There are some that require and allow time for practice during class. There are some that are much more intensive than others. And that's the kind of thing you're going to want to look for. Anything else you want to add, Cal?
Well, I'm kind of, as we're talking about this, I'm writing down some of this stuff because we don't want to turn this into an infomercial for my class. Give our viewers something that they could go out and do their own homework. Do your own research. Do they have a web presence? Is what they're saying seem knowledgeable? Also, talk to the, well, exactly what you said, talk to those trained by the teacher you're interested in. That's like one of the best things. Does their training get you certified with the National Guild of Hypnotists? Joe Splatterbust could print himself a card in most states and be a hypnotist. Joe Splatterbust, hypnotist, and in some states, he could all say School of Hypnosis, and now Joe Splatterbust has the Joe Splatterbust School of Hypnosis, and he's read all of 3 books on hypnosis, and one of them was a book on self-hypnosis, and now he's going to take your money. So really, when you the third party validation, what are other organizations saying about the teacher? What are their graduates saying about the teacher? And you hit it right on the head. One of the greatest problems with most training courses out there is they don't give you enough time to become a confident and competent hypnotist or hypnotherapist during class. Not enough time is spent in class practicing the techniques that you're learning. So except for the first day, every day in our class, we spend an hour before class and an hour after. Now, I think that's what should be done. And if you take a class from someone else, make sure they're going to offer you that time. When I went through my certification course, we had 1 hour of practice in the whole class. And of course, that's divided by 2 people because you work together. And we didn't really know what we were doing, so 20 minutes of was just trying to figure out what we were doing. So really, 20 minutes of practicing hypnotizing someone. And out of the 17 people in my class, only 2 ever really tried to become hypnotists. And only 1 ever went full time. And the other 1 quit. So I think the big difference is there has to be a significant amount of practice time during the certification course, because you don't realize you have questions until you've actually applied the technique. What do you think about that, Meredith?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so often that's the thing. It's people cannot take what they learned and apply it because they didn't really get to the point where they felt that they knew what they were doing. And, you know, if that would be a question that you would want to ask a trainer. Is there practice and how much is there? Is it daily practice? That kind of thing. Because you do want some practice. And if not during class, is there some sort of venue for after the fact, whether it's something online or will they take your calls? Will they respond to emails? Is there a group, a cohort that assembles after the class that can further help the growth and expansion and unfolding of the information that you got from class? Like, what is the bridge from class to clients? And does your trainer allow for some sort of a flow there? Very important. But another thing, another piece of this is, Cal, and if you have more to say about that, no problem. But, we're actually not doing talk therapy here. So that's one of the reasons why we don't require a degree. You know, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, right? And at least the process that I use, 5-Path, most of the time it's the client giving the information to themselves. I'm simply a guide. I'm actually not telling them what to do. I'm not giving them advice for the most part. And I am not, I'm not trying to help them fix some really complicated problem. They have regular everyday problems that I'm helping them to help themselves with. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, and we're exactly on the same page about this. I'm taking some notes. That's another good question that absolutely I want to underline that you should ask about a trainer. What kind of support will I have after I graduate? And if they say, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. Well, that's good. That's a start. But really, what we do is we provide a online support system where all of our grads are talking to each other all the time, supporting each other. I can get in there and support them, and it's proactive. Every time someone asks a question, then everybody that's on that online group gets both the question, the answers, and the discussion about the question. So that's really good there, Meredith. With regard to degrees in hypnosis, there are no real true degrees in hypnosis in the United States. There's what they call alternative degrees, and those do not reach, they're just not the same as a regionally accredited degree. I mean, what really drives me crazy is, and I've talked about this over and over, I'm not getting into it too much, but these PhDs in clinical or a doctorate in hypnotherapy, and that I've been in a doctorate's program, and I've talked to people who've gone through these supposed hypnotherapy doctoral programs, and they're just not the same. They are pale in comparison, and they're not regionally accredited, which is the normal accreditation service. In fact, some of them even have the gall to set up their own accrediting agency to accredit themselves. So the truth is, right now in the United States, there's no bachelor's degree, master's degree, or PhD, or DCH that is a true degree that's similar to other professionals getting a degree. They're alternative degrees. They're flimsy compared to real college degrees. And, if you actually amount to something one day, and I've known hypnotists that have done that. They've went out and they've got those easy to get PhDs or doctorate in clinical hypnotherapy degrees, and then they get on TV or then they get in the news, and you know what? They get embarrassed, and they wind up, as they become successful, they start renouncing those degrees. So don't put yourself in that situation. If you want to get a degree, get a degree. Get a degree in nursing, counseling, marriage, family therapy, whatever. And it's cool if they end up in licensure, like a nursing degree or a counseling degree or something like that. But don't get taken in, because people who are the real professionals in this profession know that those degrees don't exist, and we know you're just faking it. So don't do that. If you do have it, I suggest you distance yourself from it. Now, the word therapist. Let's look at the word therapy. Therapy means something that you do that moves someone towards health or healing. And so a therapist is someone that helps someone become more healthy or to heal. And that's really the domain of psychology and medicine and, you know, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and some stuff like that. Sometimes hypnotists are doing therapy, but the vast majority of times, we're, just like Meredith says, we're working with normal everyday people with normal everyday problems. Five pathers learn a system that we can take people through to where they can recognize some things about themselves, and we can give them hypnotic suggestions that free them from their normal everyday problems, like eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, having fears that are exaggerated, too much anger, too much sadness, all these kinds of things, or to have confidence, improving sports performance, work performance, and all that kind of thing. So yeah, you're right on.
Wonderful. Well, we are out of time.
Oh my goodness, how we can go on.
So thank you so much, Aaron, for your question. We love these questions. I would love for you to get properly and legitimately trained in the profession. I look forward to meeting you at a future NGH event. Definitely thank you for sending that in. Please do send your questions in or post them on calbanion.com in the feedback boxes that you just below here. You can post them there. You can also go to ourhypnospace.com, the Ask Cal group, and you can put it there, or you could go find us on Facebook. We've got the Hypnosis Etc. fan page there. You can do it there, or you can directly send them to me, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. Thank you guys so much for everything you're doing to bring hypnosis into the world and to create major change in people's lives. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
Thank you, Meredith. What a great, I sent an email to her yesterday or today, and I said it's so cool because the work we've done together, you know, these videos, once they go out on the internet, they're there forever, and these videos will help hypnotists and as a result help their clients for decades to come. So I'm greatly appreciate you being here for this. I'm Cal Banion. Please like us, share us, Google Plus us. Let's get the word out right above my video, right over there, maybe over there or over there. There are some buttons you can push to tweet, like, share, Google Plus us, whatever is happening now. Please help us get the word out so we can help more people. That's it. See you in class, I hope. If not, see you at the convention. If not, I'll see you at the Sago weekend. And you know what? Why not do all of them? Bye for now.
This recording is a property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.